We are joined by Josh Duhamel, big-time Hollywood actor, but also big-time Vikings fan, spending the day here at Winter Park. Hey, Josh.
How you doing, Wobby?
I'm great, man. You comfortable with that? I know you're comfortable with big-time Vikings fan, but you're a big-time actor, too. So
I'm comfortable with that.
All right. Let's go with this.
Yeah, I'm working on my self-confidence, so I'll take that.
This is a fun treat for Vikings fans who get to watch all of your work on the big screen, and now they get to listen to you and watch you right here at Winter Park.
You know, I came to Winter Park last year for the first time ever, you know, having been a Vikings fan forever. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty intimidating, man, walking on this campus and, you know, seeing Bud Grant mm-hmm. in his office, going through boxes with all of his pheasants and deer and stuff all over.
Yeah.
And just, you know, meeting Coach Zimmer and everybody, you know, it's, you know, for a guy, you know, on the outside coming into something like this is intimidating, but it was one of the highlights of my year. Yeah. And then to see them go on and do what they did last year was, I take a lot of credit for that.
Okay.
I felt like I was the good luck charm.
You put a lot of work into it, right?
I did.
Well, we certainly
I think Zimmer would concur.
We certainly know you put a lot of thought into it.
I did. I was sending a lot of good vibes from Southern California. Trust mm-hmm. me. I have one of those horns, you know, those – I bought it online on eBay, mm-hmm. like those blow horns.
Sort a mini
like
gala
a, like,
horn.
Like a miniature version of that. Mm-hmm. And every time the Vikings score, I blow that sucker through the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yep.
They have no idea what it's coming from or why, but it's one of the little local traditions. I was there, and the shuffling of the snow boots walking out of that stadium was just – it was just like a silence, but all you could hear was the shuffling of those snow boots, and It was shocking, but at the same time, I think that there was also this feeling that we're right there.
Yeah.
This team is right there. I mean, we won that game. We just didn't win, and so I really believe that this team, with this coaching staff and this group of guys, from what I hear, all high character, really get along.
Yeah,
it's what it takes to win championships, and I think that they're right there.
This is very therapeutic right now for us.
It is. Why?
Yeah. Well, because we're talking about, you know, what happened last year and how it's going to motivate us for next year. And
I really feel that.
I love it.
It doesn't feel like maybe Vikings of past where it didn't feel like a choke job to me. It just felt like, I mean, the conditions were unrelenting.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I mean, literally I had a beer in my, I had like a giant parka with my snow cap, and I had my teddy jersey pulled over the top of my parka. I looked like the Incredible Hulk. And in my pockets of my parka, I had my beers.
Yeah.
With those, you know, those little hand warmer things you put in, you can hold on to, stuff them in your boots or in your gloves, and they keep your hands warm. Yep. I had those stuffed in my pockets, and I had my beer stuff inside that, and I still couldn't keep my beer from freezing.
Right. I was going to say, like, you'd think that would make the beer warm, but no, you're just trying to keep it from becoming ice.
And it didn't work.
And it didn't do it. You get into the draft? Do you love it?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm just a football junkie, man. I just love the NFL.
You know, speaking of that, my man Marty Fish. Do you know Marty?
I know Marty. I know him. I know him a little bit.
He's a big Vikings fan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's right. He's the other guy that I know that's a Vikings fan. Is he from Minnesota originally?
I should know the answer to that, but I don't. But he's a huge fan, especially around draft time and mm-hmm. on game days. I mean, I'm hearing from Marty Fish, like, mm-hmm. like he thinks I've got, you know, Zimmer on speed dial, and I can tell him, you know, what he thinks. Like,
tell him to go for it on fourth.
Yeah, like that's, you know, that's like, what
I'm
getting from
Marty. I'll just run down there and tell him.
So I love that. And I remember in 2011, the Vikings opened the season at San Diego. And it was a Percy Harvin kickoff return for touchdown that mm-hmm. opened the game. So first play of the season is mm-hmm. a Percy Harvin kickoff return.
I remember that.
And PA is in the booth calling the play, and you can hear someone in the back just hooting and hollering and clap. It's Marty.
And it was Marty?
It's Marty Fish. Yeah. That's him. Pretty
That's
cool
great.
Story. One last thing on the whole, I grew up in North Dakota. Now I'm out in California. Do you ever find yourself, like, when you tell people where you're from, they're like, ooh, cold up there. And I'm just like, it's not always that cold. Like, are you defending North Dakota like a lot of people have to defend Minnesota in that way?
Yeah. I mean, North Dakota you have to defend a little bit more than Minnesota because people just don't know much about North Dakota.
Yeah.
They're like, is that in the U.S.? That's Canada, right?
It's still a state.
But what I always get, and this drives me crazy, is that I'll tell somebody where I'm from, and they'll say – 5 minutes later, so what's it like in North Carolina? I said, no, North Dakota.
Dakota, right.
And they'd be like, oh, yeah, right, South Dakota. I was like, no, North Dakota, North Dakota. It's like it doesn't even register a lot of the time.
Like literally flyover country.
Yeah. And so, and part of me likes that because I like the fact that nobody knows about us and we're up there, you know, is this enigma almost, and people don't know much about it. There's a curiosity. There's a more and more of a curiosity as things have happened over the years, whether it's oil or, you know, the NDSU football team or, you know, there's a lot of cool things, but the state itself is beautiful. I mean, it's an amazing state.
Yeah.
Anybody listening or watching right now, if you haven't seen their app, it is insane. It's the best in the league.
What better endorsement do we have?
It's true.
Josh Duhamel endorsing our app.
If you were going to rank, you know, which team is on the forefront.
Keep going.
If you were going to rank which team is on the forefront, which team is most state-of-the-art and modern, you know, accessibility to a team.
Yes.
To feel like you're inside the organization and what's actually happening moment to moment, it's the Minnesota Vikings app.
Our work here is done, everyone. We just did it all.
It's true.
We got the job.
I'm speaking
done.
The truth.
All right, man. You're a lot of fun to have around. Thanks for being a fan, and thanks for taking some time spending it with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.